now, however, on Off the Charts is Miles Alderman. He's a bankruptcy specialist and an attorney. And Miles, thank you so much for coming on.
My pleasure, Kate. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon to you, too. Let's talk about the overall umbrella of this. What happens bankruptcy-wise? How does that affect our economy when we see a number of people filing for bankruptcy and a number of businesses filing for bankruptcy?
Well, you've got impacts on a couple different levels, and you're right to mention both of them. Individual bankruptcies, as you may know, were way down after the law was revised, and it's not clear still what the long-term impact is going to be. There's a general perception that a lot of people rushed to file before the law changed and that we may see a significant uptick in the next year. One of the big questions for those that extend credit to individuals is what's going to happen when folks do file. The means testing, in theory, should make it harder for individuals to discharge debt. Debt should be more collectible, in theory.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays out.
You know, in filing for bankruptcy, ultimately now with rule changes and whatnot, how do you get back in the good graces, get the credit, can go for a house, all that kind of stuff? Is it really like a 7-year period?
Yes and no. One of the things that consumers look at is how long is it on their record, and that's where the 6-7 year look back comes from. The reality is that that they extend credit to consumers look to those who rebuild their credit, and there are avenues for people to get secured credit cards, start building credit incrementally, and build themselves back out. So it's not necessarily that people are cut off permanently for 7 years, but there's certainly an issue of how to resuscitate. That having been said, because I've been active in the bankruptcy arena for 20-plus years, I have you know, a fair amount of knowledge of the consumer stuff. That having been said, the bulk of my work is on the business side, and I see a lot more of what the impact is on the business-to-business insolvencies.
Let's talk about that, Miles. I didn't mean to jump in there. By the way, the website, milesalderman.com with a Y. When we talk about businesses filing for bankruptcy, it used to be the old joke was, wow, it's a way to bail out. We got all these companies and, you know, forming all these companies, and we can bail out that way. But not so easy anymore as well, right?
The reality is that, you know, Chapter 11 bankruptcy typically is used ideally to restructure businesses. And the list of companies that have restructured successfully is an impressive one. By way of example, look at the oil industry. You know, Texaco was a bankruptcy a number of years ago. We all know Texaco did not disappear. It got rid of a problem that it had coming out of one particular lawsuit, and it restructured around it. But the number of companies that restructure successfully is very significant, and the dollars can be huge. We can be talking about billions of dollars in an individual company, and that's just the direct debt. And when you think about some of the big companies out there and the number of smaller companies, small-cap companies supplying the big companies, the ripple effect can be enormous.
Yeah, talk about that ripple effect for the small-cap companies, because, of course, we talk about the micros here on MN1.com.
Yeah, I think that it is the small-cap companies and how they interact with the bigger bankruptcies that is really the underappreciated story, because some people, when it comes to bankruptcy, they hear the word bankruptcy and they think, uh-oh, this is the end, I need to pull the plug,
mm-hmm.
And they don't look at all the different risks and opportunities available. Chapter 11 is going to restructure obligations. And when you have a restructure, by definition, you have winners and losers. And understanding how the nuances of where the changes will be creates great opportunity for people. It's not a black and white, there will be a lot of shifting during the course of a Chapter 11.
Well, how does it create the great opportunity? Explain that. If I'm one of these companies and I have no choice but to file for bankruptcy, and I'm, again, a small-cap company struggling, trying to get over the bubble, how is that an opportunity?
Well, let's take the small-cap company that is a supplier to a company that's a major company that files for bankruptcy.
Okay.
And they've got a receivable that's good size and it's in trouble, and they may only get 10 cents on the dollar, and the initial reaction is, That's a huge write-off. This is horrible. But if the big company is continuing to operate, if it's going to restructure and keep doing business, it's going to continue to be a customer. But in bankruptcy, the obligation for anything it buys after the petition date comes ahead of everybody else on priority. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, the new shipments from that small cap company or mid cap company now are at the top of the pile for priority. So if it's a company that has been on a growth trend for supply, and if the company that's restructuring is actually restructuring and coming out as a healthy company, that may be a healthier customer than it ever was before. And in fact, it may be a much healthier credit risk because the things that were a concern pre-bankruptcy will be cleaned up in the bankruptcy.
What sector is struggling the most? It used to be dot-com. We know when the dot-com bubble burst, but there's a reemergence there, certainly in that technology, and we see more companies thriving and starting up. But where do you find, what industry do you find the most bankruptcies in?
Well, it's hard to tell where the most will be next. And you're right, the dot-coms were a huge flare-up for a while. I just saw this morning that, you know, one of the last of the textile companies in the Northeast, you know, filed for bankruptcy yet again. You know, there have been rumors about problems in the auto industry, and you will find speculation all over the place. I'm not going to speculate about any individual company.
Right.
But I think that one of the real challenges for bigger companies is the changing landscape in terms of the rapid rate of technological change, coupled with the political shifts that can happen quickly, whether it's in this country or abroad now, because everything really is global. The relative position of two companies can change almost overnight. And so the big challenge for investors is you don't really know which shift is going to hit you next month or 6 months down the road. What is important is to be able to analyze how well companies are positioned to react to those shifts and how well are they structured so that when the unexpected hits, they quickly react to it. And, we're seeing a lot of companies that are becoming much more agile at dealing with those issues.
Yeah. When you have somebody that comes to you, when you've got a company and you're dealing with them, how long does that process take? From, I'll say, gavel to gavel, how long does it take?
It really depends on the type of workout. Now, if we're talking about a Chapter 11 restructure of a business, one of the big questions will be, are the key players lined up before the filing? If the key players in a reorganization, by key players referring to the sources of debt, the sources of equity, you know, the key equity players and some of the key vendors, you can do a prepackaged bankruptcy, and a company can be in and out in a matter of months. I'd say that 4 months would be incredibly quick. Cases can drag on for years, and it is not unusual for a case to drag on for 24 months before it comes out the other end.
Yeah, I've seen that with broadcast companies where they've folded, and then, of course, it becomes a bankruptcy thing, and it drags out for 24 months, as you said, easily 2 years or more. I've seen that a couple of times, in fact.
Sure, and one of the places where people will find opportunity is in the course of an 11, the exit strategy for the debtor may shift. And what may have started as a intended restructure with a workout with the company simply continuing as it was but was shedding debt may morph into a plan to diversify and sell off divisions. And there may be some wonderful acquisition opportunities with regard to the divisions that are being shed.
Yeah, we've seen that with radio stations a lot, where someone's able to pick them up for a pretty good price because of that.
Sure. And when we talk about opportunity, if you've got an investment in a company that has a potential to acquire an asset from another company that's in trouble, sometimes the bankruptcy of a major company that wouldn't appear to be a direct competitor may be a huge opportunity because it may create great opportunity for a company to pick up a division that just fits in beautifully with their current business plan.
Yeah, we're speaking with Miles Alderman again, bankruptcy attorney, and talking about how bankruptcy overall affects the economy. You know, I wonder, in a lawyer who's, I come from a family of lawyers, and they specialize in contract law and securities and whatnot. How tough is it, though, for you in the bankruptcy field? Are you trying to give them the silver lining as much as possible, Miles?
No. I mean, the reality is Chapter 11 creates a great opportunity to salvage a bad situation.
Yeah.
And you have to remember, you know, for every debtor that you deal with, you've got hundreds or thousands of creditors and then outside vendors and other parties that may want to restructure deals or see an acquisition opportunity. There are a lot of people come to the Chapter 11 process not as the debtor in trouble, but as a party looking for an acquisition opportunity, a vendor that may, in fact, do better after the 11. So it's not all gloom and doom. A lot of different folks are approaching these in different positions. Obviously, if you are an employee of a company and your pension's tied up with it and they file Chapter 11, that's not a happy time for those employees.
No, but it's different from the perspective of the person who's running the business. It's different.
Absolutely. And whether it's management or the professionals working for them, if at the end of the day you can salvage a significant number of those jobs and at the end have a healthy company that comes out and, you know, is an economic force on the other end, there's a great sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, and boy, no kidding. Miles, thanks for coming on again. We appreciate the time, and we'll have you back on and talk some more bankruptcy law.
Kate, it was my pleasure.
Thanks, Miles.
Thank you.